Love and marriage, love and marriage, go together like a horse and carriage.
7:16 now. Each week, this half hour, that sound means that Joe and Cindy Farini have joined us for their weekly My Marriage Matters segment. Been doing that for years here on CRF. And Joe and Cindy, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
You got a heart-wrenching note this week that we're going to address, huh?
Yes, and you know we've gotten similar ones, just with a little bit different wording. This one, this week says, "I think I married the wrong person." In the past, we've had things like say, you know, "I don't love my spouse anymore," or "I just don't want to be married anymore." They kind of come clothed in different words, but I think they kind of mean the same thing.
Now, do you hear this often, or have these been rare notes?
You know, I have to say, I would hear them fairly often.
Huh.
Because, you know, when we're doing marriage conferences, in fact, today we're just leaving Chattanooga and did a conference here this weekend. And, you know, you hear it from people who are, their marriage is in crisis, or certainly they've gotten to a place of, you know, pretty severe isolation in their marriage. And I would say at every conference we go to, you hear a handful of that sort of wording or something similar. And I think what they're really saying often when you get down sort of to the real bottom line of it is they're being selfish and they're thinking of themselves, they're acting for themselves, and they're not sacrificing in their marriage like they need to. And when that happens, it's really easy to just be able to think, you know, well, things aren't going the way I had planned it, so I must be married to the wrong person.
Interesting. So you see selfishness as the root issue here, not incompatibility.
Very rarely, because I think all of us, by our own personal human nature, are pretty incompatible.
That's true.
We all have our own quirks,
and we're selfish.
You know, we are selfish, and really, you know, selfishness is that whole bottom line of pride, the bottom sin of pride.
Yeah, Joe, what's your take on this question?
Well, Cindy's right. We do hear things like this, but for me personally, I don't hear it as much as probably Cindy hears it. But what we do is we see many married couples just living this way, which of course is just very sad. But I think the overriding issue here for that spouse that's saying something like this is for them to begin to understand the implications and, you know, the ramifications of thinking, saying, or living this way. And I think the overriding implication for the spouse that's saying something like this is that they're just not recognizing their spouse as a gift from God. And so I think a little bit of education goes a long way on this one. I think Cindy nailed it with the selfishness thing. But I think the person saying this, they need to understand that what they are in essence saying is that they're rejecting God and His provision for their life. And I think secondly, I think it reflects negatively on the character of God. You know, what they're saying in my ears, what they're saying is, "Hey, God, you slipped up on this one. Yeah. You know, you didn't know what you were doing when you provided this person for me." And I think that puts that person in some very serious, dangerous territory as it relates to not only their relationship with their spouse, but also with God.
But I think before we go today, we have to spend time saying, but what do you do? Because I'd venture to guess many couples feel some degree of this at some point in their marriage.
Yes, and I think one of us has to be, if we're the one that feels that way, I think we need to be the first one to make that first step to make your marriage matter. And I was thinking the other day when Joey was real little and having to go through a lot of different therapies to learn how to crawl, how to sit up, all those different things. The whole point behind all of the different steps to crawling, which I think there were like 13, was we had to train his brain to be able to learn to do what he needed to do to learn to walk and to crawl and to sit up and all those things. And I think we need to do the same thing. We need to train our brain. So, you know, when you're tired, you get up and you start walking, you get your body energized and that helps. And I think this person, they need to start to train their brain in different ways. They need to talk positively about their spouse. They need to do things in their marriage that concentrate on their spouse and are giving to their spouse. And you keep doing that over and over until it becomes a habit and you train your brain. And I believe that so many people can really fall back in love again when they have actually put the effort into it.
Yeah. Joe?
Yeah. You know, I just playing off of what Sydney just said there. I mean, I love what the late Elizabeth Elliot once said. And she said, "You marry because of love. Someday you might have to love because you are married." And I think the way to do that is to follow these disciplines that Cindy was talking about. And of course, for me, the most important discipline is to learn to surrender our lives completely to God on a regular moment-by-moment spirit-filled living. And I think that's the most critical piece that needs to be in place in this person's life.
Now, yes, you know, I'm sorry, I have to ask you guys this one because we got a text from somebody here that I think it's a good point to remember that there can be exceptions to some of the thesis you have here. And because someone might say, "I think I married the wrong person," in response to them being abused by that person. And in that case, I'd imagine your response is different, right? Yeah.
Oh, yes. That's a whole different issue. And infidelity is a different issue. And I think the way that we're taking this is this person probably is just tired. They're tired in their marriage. They're putting no effort into it. And probably the other person isn't either. Just, one of those things where you've let your marriage deteriorate. Mm-hmm. You know, I would not say this the same answer to someone who's being abused.
Absolutely.
Right.
Sorry, yeah. But keep going, Cindy. I know you were making a point there. Sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, I think the quote from Elizabeth Elliot is precious. And I also think that, you know, scripture says, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation." And those are the kinds of things that, you know, marriage is going to ebb and flow for sure. There's times that you're deeply in love and there's times where you're just like, "I don't even like you today," you know. But we have to, we ebb and flow in that part, in that way of our marriage. But if we don't continue to put that effort forth, I don't think we're going to have a good marriage. We're going to have a marriage that's isolated. And that's where I think this marriage probably is.
Yep.
Any final thoughts for us, you two, as we continue towards the end here?
You know, I just think we just need to realize that, you know, this whole marriage thing, trying to build oneness in a marriage relationship, it's a process. It's a lifetime process. It takes time. It takes working together to make this thing work. But God promises us that He will strengthen our marriages as we're following His principles for building oneness in a marriage relationship. And it takes time, but it can be done. Yeah.
Yes, and I would just add one more thing. Sometimes when people say things like this, they're often qualifying something that has already happened, like maybe they've met someone that they are becoming more interested in. So they're saying a comment like, "I think I married the wrong person," thinking they're going to get sympathy from others. And we see this pattern happening a lot. So I think, you know, you might meet somebody that you think, "Oh, maybe that's the person God wanted me to marry," but you can't act upon that. You need to act upon your own marriage and make that stronger.
Yeah.
So now if folks have difficult or even just kind of simplistic topics that they want to throw at you for this segment, how can they reach you?
Well, we would love to have them come to our Facebook page, which is My Marriage Matters, and they can address it there. But if they want to email us directly, they can go to cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com, and there's a tab that says Email the Farinis. And if they come to My Marriage Matters, every Monday through Friday at 9 o'clock, we have a post, and it's either something to think about, talk about, something fun to share. It's just a quick little thing they can read, and hopefully it helps them in their marriage.
Always appreciate you, too. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Have a great one.